All right, ready to go deep. Today we're exploring these online forums.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and specifically, we're looking at HSG Homestuck General. It's a forum, for all things Homestuck.
Yeah.
And we're using these notebook LM summaries,
Right.
which have been kind of blowing up over there, I guess.
Yeah, it's interesting how they've been using them over there.
Yeah, so these summaries are pulled from a bunch of forum threads, like a whole chunk of them, starting from 76165 all the way to 77813.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
It is. So we're going to try and get a feel for like what's going on in this community.
Yeah.
So one of the first things that pops up is that they're going through this whole process of archiving older threads, and it seems like it's causing some, I don't know, anxiety among the
Yeah,
users.
it's like they're losing a part of their history, you know?
Yeah, I get that. It's like, what's the best analogy? It's like when you can't find an old photo album or like a childhood toy or something.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's this user, MEX, who's like the one in charge of the archiving,
Right.
and they're trying to hit these like specific thread numbers, like 50 or 100
Okay.
before archiving, which is kind of wild because it lines up with how Notebook LM summarizes stuff.
Whoa, that's really interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so it's like the AI shaping how they're preserving their history, you know?
Right. Like they're almost catering to the AI in a way.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder, like, how is this AI going to change their understanding of their own community?
It's almost like looking into a mirror that's reflecting another mirror.
Right. It's kind of trippy.
Totally. And then on top of that, you've got all this real world stuff mixed in. Like there's a school shooting that they talk about and Donald Trump, getting reelected.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then, of course, the classic debates about which JRPG is the best.
Oh, he's a hot topic.
Always. But then there's this other layer, these inside jokes and memes that pop up.
Oh, yeah, those are gold.
They are. And they give you this real sense of the community's, I don't know, like its own unique flavor.
Absolutely. It's like you can really feel their shared history and culture through those.
So getting into the specifics, let's jump right into thread 77216. This is where MEX, they lay down the law saying they need to like limit the forum's index to 5 pages.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they say it's for thrift.
Interesting.
And they even talk about like maybe moving the older threads somewhere else, or even like emptying the SariRC folder, which I guess is where all the text of the posts is stored.
Okay, so this is where the anxiety starts to come in.
Yeah, because some users are freaking out a little, like they're afraid of change, and others are just like confused about what it all means for, accessing those older conversations.
Yeah, I mean, if it raises some big questions, right? Like, what is the value of these online conversations? Are they just like fleeting moments, or do they hold a deeper meaning for the people involved?
Right. It's like, is it about preserving history, or is it more about like the personal connections, the memories tied to those interactions?
Yeah, those are some heavy questions. And I think it's interesting how this community grapples with them.
Totally. And there's this one post, 77243, where a user straight up begs MEX to wait like 23 threads before hitting the archive button.
Wow, really?
Yeah, because they want to squeeze in one more. They call it a big 50 deep dive for the Notebook LM podcast content.
Oh, so they're specifically trying to get more content for the AI.
Yeah, which is super interesting, right? It shows how invested they are in these AI-generated deep dives. Like, it's not just about summarizing information anymore. It's about like shaping a narrative,
Yeah, and maybe even creating a new form of content altogether.
Totally. Okay, but let's move on to something a little heavier.
Oh.
In post 77249, there's this user who shares news about a school shooting.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and they mentioned the shooter was called a Nixle, and that they left a Google Doc manifesto.
It's always jarring to see something like that, you know?
Yeah, like how do you even process something so tragic in the context of an online forum?
Right, and with that kind of language being used so casually.
It's like, does the online world make us desensitized to serious topics? Because in the next post, 77253, another user compares this shooting to one by a femcel, and they focus on how they think both shooters were like incompetent.
Incompetent.
Yeah, like they didn't get their manifestos out there properly.
Oh, wow.
It's so disturbing how flippant they are about it, you know?
Yeah, it's like they've turned this tragedy into something to be analyzed and debated.
Yeah, instead of like mourned.
Exactly. And this kind of detachment, it seems to carry over to their reactions to Donald Trump's reelection, too.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, like in post 77296, a user mentions the mainstream flipping triary MP. implying, you know, like a shift in public opinion.
It's like they're almost surprised by it.
Yeah, it's like they have this certain perception of Trump and his influence, and they're trying to figure out how it all fits together.
Right. And then later on, in post 77652, someone even asks about the National Guard presence at Trump's inauguration.
Yeah, and they contrast it with Biden's, like, super heavily guarded inauguration.
Oh, right.
It's like they're picking up on the heightened security as a reflection of, like, the political anxiety surrounding these events.
Yeah, and it shows how even small observations can become really significant when you view them through this lens of, you know, political and social anxiety.
Totally. Okay, I need a break from all this heaviness.
Me too.
Let's talk about something a bit more fun.
Yeah, let's lighten things up.
Okay, so JRPGs.
I'm in.
All right, so we're seeing Tales of the Abyss, Megaten, that's short for Megami Tensei, right?
Yep.
And of course, the Persona series. They're all over these threads.
Abyss choices.
Yeah, but they're not just casually mentioning them. These users are going deep into the storylines, the characters, you know, even arguing about which ones are the best.
The best and the worst, always.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, in post 77389, there's this user who is passionately defending Tales of the Abyss against some criticism.
Huh.
Yeah, they highlight the magic system and how it explores, like, religious themes.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's interesting. But then, you know, you've got the opposite, where people are criticizing SMT, particularly the writing style and character development. And that's in posts 77356 and 77412.
So what are they looking for in a good JRPG?
Well, it seems like they want characters with depth, you know, characters that are complex and challenge their assumptions.
Right. They don't want the stereotypical one-dimensional characters.
Exactly. They want characters that evolve and deal with, like, real emotions, just like real people do.
It's almost like they're looking for a reflection of themselves in these characters, you know?
Yeah, and maybe it's because they're disillusioned with the, like, the shallowness of the real world.
That's a good point.
And maybe these games offer them a space where they can connect with characters and stories that feel more meaningful.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But, you know, we can't forget their sense of humor.
Oh, totally. They're hilarious.
Like, in post 77514, there's this user reviewing a black metal album, and they're using these super specific terms like cold and scalding to describe the sound.
Wow, that's intense.
It is. It reminds me of this time when my friends and I, we made up this whole inside joke based on the way our teacher would describe historical figures.
Oh, tell me more.
We'd use these crazy over-the-top adjectives and it just became our own little language.
That's awesome. It's amazing how these inside jokes and shared references, they just create this feeling of, like, belonging. You know?
Yeah, totally. It's like a secret handshake or something.
Exactly. And this community, they definitely have their own lingo, you know, with jokes about Aradia eating cereal and wine-making slaves.
Right, these jokes just pop up everywhere.
Yeah, it's like they've woven them into the fabric of their online interactions, like a shared mythology.
It's like they've built their own world within the forum with its own rules and rituals and inside jokes, you know.
And as we'll see, this world can be, well, it can be pretty hilarious, but it can also get a little unsettling.
Okay, let's take a deep breath and dive into that.
All right, let's do it. Yeah, it's like this weird mix of lighthearted stuff and then some darker moments.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder, like, why are people drawn to these online spaces, you know?
It's a good question. Like, what the community, the anonymity, or maybe, like, the freedom to be whoever they want without real-world judgment, you know?
Maybe it's all of that combined.
Yeah, probably.
Because we also see these anxieties about real-world stuff creeping in.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, climate change, all that
right.
Political instability.
Exactly. And it's interesting how they express it.
Yeah, a lot of humor memes, inside jokes, that kind of thing.
Like, they're using humor to cope with the world that feels kind of chaotic.
Right. It's like that nervous laughter you do when you're stressed.
Yeah, exactly. Like a way to connect with others who get it.
Right. And speaking of connecting, remember that user who was begging MEX to hold off on the archiving?
Oh, yeah. They wanted that big notebook LM summary.
Yeah, well, in post 77245, they actually complain that the slopcasts have been lacking lately. Yeah, I think that's what they're calling the AI-generated podcasts.
Oh, so they're not happy with the AI's output.
Seems like it.
Maybe the AI's missing the joke, you know, or just not getting the nuances of their humor.
That's a good point. It raises questions about AI's role in all this.
Right. Like, can an algorithm really understand human interaction, especially in these niche communities?
Yeah. Can it tell the difference between real hate speech and irony?
Right. Or understand all the layers of meaning in their jokes and memes.
It's like watching AI try to crack a code, you know?
Totally. And it brings us back to those recurring jokes like,
Aradia eating cereal.
Oh, yeah, that one's everywhere.
In post 77521, someone's like, stop giving Aradia cereal. She's sleeping.
It's funny, but also kind of sweet.
Yeah, like they're protective of her, even though it's a joke.
Like she represents something important to them.
Exactly. And this protectiveness even extends to how she eats the cereal.
Wait, really?
Yeah. In post 77695, a user is grossed out by the idea of someone pouring cereal into another person's mouth. They call it something degenerates do.
Wow, there's a strong reaction to cereal.
I know, right? But it shows how much these jokes mean to them.
Like they've built a whole mythology around it.
And any change to that is met with resistance.
Okay. And what about the winemaking slaves? Did that come up again?
Oh, yeah. That one keeps popping up.
Any new developments?
Yeah. In post 77675, someone clarifies that the mark of the slave is raisin bran.
Raisin bran. Seriously.
I know. It's so random.
But they're so serious about it.
I know. It's like this whole narrative about slaves making wine but never getting to enjoy it.
It's dark, but also kind of funny.
Yeah, and maybe it reflects their anxieties about real-world power dynamics, you know?
Yeah, like exploitation and stuff.
Exactly. It's like they're using these absurd jokes to deal with complex issues.
And speaking of complex issues, we also see some glimpses of a darker side to this community.
Oh, yeah, right?
Like in post 77212, there's a user casually using racial slurs and talking about stereotypes.
Yeah, it's a reminder that online anonymity can bring out the worst in people.
For sure, it makes you question the balance between free speech and protecting people from harm.
Totally. And then in post 77580, there's a user bragging about doxing someone.
Doxing?
Yeah. And they're making fun of this person's relationship problems.
That's awful. It's a reminder that these online spaces can be breeding grounds for cruelty.
Yeah, it's like a double-edged sword, you know?
Right. On one hand, there's this potential for connection and understanding. But on the other hand, there's the risk of anonymity being used to hurt people.
It's a tough issue for sure. Oh. And it highlights the need for more awareness and accountability online.
Absolutely. But before we get too deep into that, I'm curious to explore some of the more philosophical discussions that come up.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Because amidst all the memes and the jokes, there are these moments of genuine introspection.
Right, like they're searching for meaning, not just online, but in their lives in general.
Exactly. So let's dive back in and see what other insights we can find.
All right, so we've seen like the humor, the anxieties, all that, but now we're getting into some deeper stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in post 77336, this user starts talking about playing RPGs on the hardest difficulty.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and they even admit it's a waste of time, which is kind of funny.
Right. But why do they do it?
That's the question, isn't it? They're wrestling with this idea of challenge and achievement, you know?
Yeah, like does playing on easy mode make you feel less accomplished?
Exactly. And it makes you wonder if there's something deeper going on there.
Mm. Like what?
Well, maybe it's about control, you know, in a world that feels so out of control.
Okay, yeah.
Or maybe it's a yearning for authenticity, like real achievement requires pushing yourself to the limit.
Interesting. And that connects with their critiques of some JRPGs.
Oh, right. Like SMT?
Yeah. Remember that user complaining about the lack of character development?
Oh, yeah. In post 77412.
Yeah. They were saying the game focuses too much on elaborate scenarios instead of meaningful character interactions.
They want characters with depth, you know?
Right. Characters that defy easy labels and challenge their perceptions.
And they want to see them evolve and deal with complex emotions just like real people.
Exactly. It's about connecting with the characters on a deeper level.
And it's not just about video games either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this desire for genuine connection and deeper meaning, it pops up everywhere in their discussions.
Oh, that's cool. Like where?
Whether it's music humor or even their reactions to real world events.
So it's like a common thread throughout everything.
Exactly. It's like they're constantly looking for substance and authenticity in a world that feels kind of superficial.
It's a good point, and it brings us back to that fundamental question.
What's that?
Why are people drawn to these online communities?
Oh, yeah, right.
Maybe it's because they can connect with others who feel the same way.
Like-minded people searching for authenticity.
Exactly. And who want to explore complex ideas and have meaningful conversations.
It's like they've found this digital campfire, you know?
Yeah, where they can gather, share stories, swap jokes, and ponder life's big questions.
Exactly. And as we've seen, it's a mixed bag of emotions and perspectives.
Oh, yeah. For sure, there's lighthearted humor, deep introspection, unsettling darkness, but also genuine connection and camaraderie.
It reminds us that these online communities aren't just one thing.
Right. They're complex ecosystems with diverse individuals.
And each person brings their own unique views and experiences.
So it's important to remember that when we analyze these communities...
Absolutely. We can't just paint everyone with the same brush.
Just because some individuals express harmful views doesn't mean the whole community is like that.
It's about recognizing that complexity and understanding that people can hold contradictory views and still be part of a shared community.
And by listening to these diverse voices, even the ones that make us uncomfortable, we can gain a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm left wondering, how do these online communities shape how we see the world and interact with each other?
That is a big question.
Do they make us more fragmented and polarized, or can they foster empathy and bridge divides?
It's something to think about, for sure.
It is, but for now, I think it's safe to say that these online spaces are more than just echo chambers or havens for trolls.
Right. They're microcosms of society reflecting our anxieties, our hopes, and our search for meaning in this digital world.
Exactly. And as you continue to explore the internet, remember this.
What's that?
Behind every username, every post, every meme, there's a human being with a story.
And by listening to those stories, we can learn so much.
Yeah, even the stories that challenge us or make us uncomfortable.
It's all part of the human experience, right?
Absolutely. So thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a journey.
It has. And until next time, stay curious and keep exploring. You never know what you might discover.